Yo, what's up?
Yeah, let me have a red hot with some mustard and two napkins. Oh, and let me have that Fast Freddy's Castle of Common Sense podcast, too.
A what?
I don't know. It's part of that Two Guys Talking podcast network, something.
Huh?
I don't remember.
Why don't you take a walk before I brain you?
Oh, all I want is a hot dog and a podcast.
Go on, take a hike. Come on, I got people to feed.
I want a red hot podcast. Jeez. Cut me down to science, telling dirty lies.
That peasant sitting over there repairing the fishing net? Well, he's been surfing the net long before you ever thought of it. Come on in and sit down for a while. I'd like to pass on some thoughts about one of my favorite topics. I call it the psychology of forced believability. To set the background for you, let me mention what happened when I came home from work the other day. My neighbor had a garden spray pump tank strapped to his back and was systematically spraying every inch of his front yard. I said, "Putting the spring weed killer down, Ted?" He said, "Nope. I have a 50-50 mix of water and Chanel No. 5 perfume." I said, "Ted, Chanel No. 5 is $200 an ounce. Why are you spraying it on your yard?" He replied, "To keep the elephants away." I said, "Ted, that's ridiculous. There isn't a wild elephant within 4,000 miles of here." He goes, "Yeah, this stuff really works, doesn't it?" What we have here is a classic case of forced believability. That is, the tailoring of a result to justify or validate the expenditure. Here's some other examples I'm sure you've all heard. The family member who reports winning $480 on the casino slots this past Sunday while not mentioning the $600 he blew off while winning the $350. The friend who bought $20 worth of deer repeller silent whistles, mounted them to his car, and hasn't seen a deer since. The fact that he hadn't seen a deer in the whole previous year on his normal routes is, of course, not relevant. These and other examples allow us to validate the expenditures we make even though we have zero hard proof that what we bought actually works. All of this brings me to my personal favorite, electronic pest repellers. Millions of dollars are spent to purchase these items to protect you from everything from bats to roaches and spiders. Just pay the money, plug them in, but guess what? None of these repellers work. When you take one back to your big box store and complain, they simply refund your money and move on. When you check the fine print on the device, you'll find something like, quote, "when used in conjunction with other pest elimination procedures," end quote. Just ask yourself this. If this electronic device is so great, how come none of the name brand pest control companies use them or provide them in their marketing programs? In the meantime, the Channel 6 On Your Side people continue to warn us about asphalt driveway rip-offs and sunscreen that doesn't work. What about the millions spent on all kinds of electronic pest repellers? I'm sure you conspiracy buffs will be convinced that the consumer advocates are all being paid off by the greedy corporations not to attack electronic pest repellers. In the meantime, remember this. You should be repelled by electronic pest repellers. If you now have all of the answers, you needn't return for more wisdom. Just a passing thought, though, you only have 2 years left before they invent the crossbow.
six.